I'm Peter Seymour on Arizona's news station, KTR News, and I think Chad, I think that our friend Gatos is waking up right now after his 15-minute break.
Well, that's good. Yeah, he's got nothing going on. No. Probably not even dressed.
I don't want to know that.
Is it his thong?
I'm turning off my headphones now.
All right, well, I'm just saying.
Boxers.
Ugh, so
why not? Man. I'm at home. What am I going to do?
That's it. What are you going to do?
Hey, today's day 10 for my wife with the COVID quarantine, so she is out. So that's good. She's out of quarantine. She's walking around the house. And so I'll be back on Monday. I get a test tomorrow just to make sure I'm good, but I didn't get it. She got it, and I'm ready to come back to the office, for crying out loud.
Hey, guess what?
Yeah.
Get vaccinated.
You know, if the president wants people to get vaccinated, he's got to stop whispering it to people because it's creepy. It's almost like he's coming up behind me and he's sniffing my hair and he's whispering that in my ear.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Just not good.
It's like, did he? Wait, what? I feel creepy now. It's like he's a heavy breather. He feels like a heavy breather on the phone guy.
Yeah. He's definitely a heavy breather.
Vaccinated.
So the president had a huge announcement today.
Yeah.
So he's going to mandate all employers with more than 100 workers require COVID vaccinations or weekly tests.
Yes.
Okay. So this is for private businesses who have over 100 employees.
Correct.
And so we'll see if this holds up in the courts. But let me say this. I think businesses are going to like this because it gives them cover. It gives them the cover of the government. They like, you know, these private businesses are out there and they say, you know, I really want everybody to get the shot. I mean, why isn't, you know, Joe over there getting the shot? What's wrong with Sally? You know, we just got to get everybody the shot. Well, now they could just blame it on Biden and they can say, listen, everybody's either going to be vaccinated or, as I've said before, we're going to treat you differently if you're unvaccinated. Tough. And that part is you've got to go get a test once or twice a week. I think private businesses might like this, Chad.
You know what? Smaller businesses don't have to worry about it. Bigger businesses are, you know, they're always, they scream about how much, oh, government's evil. But the reality is they pour tons of money into government because they like the fact that government can do things that are going to hurt other companies because it'll cost them money. The issue is, what do employees do? The issue is, in a day and age where you are struggling to find employees, I think this is, if we were in a situation where it was on par or it was an employer's market, I don't think it would be, I think employers would be totally fine with it. You want to quit? That's fine. I think when you're struggling to find workers, it might not be something they embrace the way I think that he wants it to. And none of it really matters because you said it. This is all going to court, man. Thing's ending up in court.
I think the American people who have to choose between having money and not having money, they almost always choose having money. So maybe we get a little less stubborn and just take the shot.
Yeah, but here's the thing. If you're telling me I have to have it and you're coming at me like that and I feel uncomfortable with it and, you know, and you say, well, then, you know, we're going to have to let you go or you're going to have to get tested and it's going to be on your own time. You're like, I'm not going to. I go across the street because I know they're dying for workers.
Great.
And it's that. Yeah. You say it's great. But as a business owner, you might be like, I can't afford that. And I can't afford to be lawsuited to bankruptcy. That's the other side of it. Because and Monica brought up last hour about, and you guys can check it out on the Get Us Chat Show podcast, brought to you this week by your Valley Chevy Toyota Chevy dealers. So here's the thing. The lawsuits, when she's talked about coming after businesses, that's going to be interesting.
Private businesses can tell you what to wear, what to do, where to sit.
But putting something in your body feels like something that they would have an issue with. You know, and here's something else. You know, yesterday we were talking about that. Was it Delta that's got the new vaccine mandate?
United Airlines?
United. And so, but if you have a religious exemption, you do not get paid and you have to stay home.
Correct, for United.
That's going to be lawsuit heavy, and even liberal judges are going to be like, doesn't work that way. You can't tell somebody to go against their religion.
Well, I mean, United wanted to go down that road. Biden wanted to go down the road today. I mean, at least, you know,
but Joe Biden's thing has exemptions for religion and disabilities.
Right. But here's the thing. You can't just pull out, oh, well, I'm religious and I don't want the shot. I mean, it's not going to work. That it's not as easy as just saying, oh, yep, by the way, religious. Religious. It doesn't always work that way.
So the
bottom line for me is at least the president's trying to do something. And I don't know if all these businesses, you know, could they be fined? Yes. I think noncompliance is 14 grand. I don't know if that's every month or a year or what have you.
Is it every person?
I just saw was this. Noncompliance is 14 grand. You're right. I don't know the answer to the question. If it's per person or per company, I don't know. But all I know is the situation's getting worse. It was worse this Labor Day than it was last, and we have the vaccine. So who's to say it's not going to be worse a year from now? And I don't want to live like this anymore. And the one thing I do agree with the president, the unvaccinated, I'm tired. I'm tired of waiting. We've been patient. You know, we tried to get you off Facebook to not read the crazy memes. We told you not to drink the horse pill or eat the horse pill. And you're either going to go down the road of private businesses are going to have you have the shot, or you're going to be tested, or you can leave and you can go start your own MAGA store if you want. I really don't care.
Yeah, but we always lump everybody in. It's all MAGA. There's a lot of people out there that have a lot of issues with the way that some of this stuff goes down, and they're not super MAGA supporters.
Think it's a far right?
I think there are. I think there's a lot. I think the resistance and the loudness you hear is that. But I think the reality is there's a lot of people out there that I talk to that I know, and I got a couple friends on the left who have not taken this, and they're uber progressive, and they want no part of any of this stuff, and so it's a lot more, I think, nuanced than that. But it's going to be interesting. You know, we can sit here and debate this all day. At the end of the day, though, you and I both know the only people that are going to have a say are nine judges in D.C. that will have the say in it. How is their interpretation and the lawsuits that get there? Because they're going to pick and choose which one they hear, and how is it written?
Well, I mean, we'll see. I think Biden's got a legal from just, you know, we heard about this a couple hours ago. We've had to digest it pretty quickly. He's got a legal leg to stand on. We'll see, because you know that, you know, all these different states, including Arizona, are going to sue President Biden. But we've got to figure a way out of this, and the way out of it is a couple things. It's masks, unfortunately, and I don't like masks, but it's masks, and it is vaccinations. And if we can't get out of this, we're going to be in this for a long time. And you know what? It's going to hurt the economy. It's going to hurt our kids' education. It's going to hurt everything. So at least the president finally, because F on the border, F on Afghanistan, I'm not grading him on COVID yet, but at least he's got an idea of what he'd like to do, and it was I'm going to go and I'm going to be bold, yep. And let's see if it sticks.
Yeah. Again, the debate that happens and you know everybody's coming at it from like this. Well, what about here and how do we approach it? You know, could OSHA and get involved? But the CDC just got shot down. Because they overstepped as far as the Supreme Court was concerned. By the way, the CDC before has had moratoriums when it comes. They've had to say moratoriums when it comes to certain things, but not this time. So this is going to be very interesting. And like I say, Trump's lasting legacy isn't just the chaos and all that. It is that 6-3 judge stance that's out there in D.C., that is really the final say in many things that we do nowadays, because the other two, you know, it's co-equal branches, but that doesn't add up to 100. And I tell everybody that one of those groups has more than the other, and it's those nine. All right, when we come back, a little bit more on this, touch on football, getting ready to kick off. I'm looking at it right now. Greg Zuerlein has just put the ball down. He's backing up. Tampa Bay is getting ready to receive. Over under that this ball even lands anywhere near the end zone, because this guy's got a leg and a half. Segato's and Chad Show.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Drive home with the Gatos and Chad Show.
As we approach the anniversary of 9/11, it's been 20 years, and more people are coming out telling their story, in particular the people who were there on that day, who worked as this next lady is going to talk about on the pile and that's what it was. She was a police officer at Suffolk County Police Department. She's retired. She lives out here now. But she was called to on that day, and her job, well, it's got to be one of the toughest things you can ever imagine. Joining us now is Stacey Goodman. And Stacey, thanks so much for taking time with us today. And let's talk about that day, because I'm sure like any other day, you woke up and you thought, well, it's just a day, and it was anything but.
It was, as most people remember where they were that day, any tragic event, people remember it like it was yesterday. And I was actually had just completed a tour of duty, and I was on my day off. Got in my car to run some errands, turned on the radio, and, you know, I hear about the Twin Towers. And at first I thought it was the anniversary of the 93 bombings, but that happened in February, so I knew it wasn't that. And like everybody else, I learned what was going on, and I was activated by what was then a volunteer agency of the federal government called Disaster Mortuary Operations Response Team, or DMORT. Government loves their acronyms. And I was affiliated with them. I had gotten affiliated with them when I was a rookie cop and had to work at the Suffolk County Medical Examiner's Office after the tragic accidents or disaster, if you will, of TWA Flight 800, which occurred on Long Island. And I had acquainted myself with the medical examiner, and I was asked to join DMORT, just to give you a backstory.
Sure.
So on September 11, 2001, I was activated by DMORT and had to respond to get my orders. And my orders were to, on 9/12, to respond to what we call the pile, or ground zero, which was basically 1.8 million tons of debris, which was twisted steel, metal, cement, glass, and we set up the temporary morgue right next to the pile at One World Financial Center, which is, if you're not familiar, the World Trade Center is actually a complex of buildings. There was more than just the two twin towers that famously stood there. There were other right. smaller buildings, and the World Financial Center was also right there.
Stacey Goodman is joining us. She was a young police officer out in Long Island. She got the call to serve at Ground Zero, and she went there the day after the attacks. When we watched it on TV, our brains couldn't comprehend it. How did your brain comprehend it when you looked at it with your own eyes?
Well, I think being a police officer, you look at things a little bit differently. So after the second plane hit, we knew this wasn't an accident, which it had initially been reported as. We knew there was more to this. We knew this was an act of terror. We knew this was an act of violence, that this was intentional. This was not an accident. So that being said, once we got down there, you expected to see something recognizable, but there was nothing recognizable down there. And like you said, your brain is trying to process what your eyes are seeing, but you just can't.
No.
No.
The devastation was unrecognizable. The amount of debris, there was just particles of dust floating everywhere, and the landscape had totally changed. There was no street signs to give you direction. It was just gray ash everywhere. It looked like you landed on the moon or something. It was just horrific. It was just piles and piles of twisted steel, metal. There was smoke and ash everywhere. Oh. And the smells. And
hey, Stacey, what was the single toughest moment for you on the pile, as you call it?
it's hard to say if there was any one single moment. It was every time fire department came in with one of their own, or a, at one point we had, and I describe it in my book, I saw a retired firefighter who found the remains of his son on the pile and brought them in. And that's pretty tough. That's, you know, you never want to see a parent have to bury a child, but in this case, it was 10 times worse.
Couldn't even imagine. You can go to stacygoodmanbook.com. The book is called The Dust Never Settles. Thank you so much for joining us. Again, this is one of those things as we look at 20 years since this took place, and I'm sure all the emotions you're going through, but we appreciate you taking time with us today. And everybody, go out and check out the book, stacygoodmanbook.com. You're also going to be appearing in a few places, tomorrow, at Amped Cafe and Coffee Shop, and then Saturday in October 9th and Sunday 10th out there at the Crossroads Gun Show, Centennial Hall. We appreciate you coming out. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
I'm telling you, it is chilling listening to so much of that as we approach the 20th anniversary of 9/11. All right. I think we call this portion of the program Pop Quiz, baby.
We got true-false questions about the day's news, 277-5827. All you have to do is call, and we'll have some fun to end the show. It's been a crazy, busy, news day. But Chad's got some great prize that he hasn't told me about.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, I don't know. In fact, it's so great, it's a secret that I don't even know about. But we'll figure it out.
Pop quiz, 277-KTAR.
The Gatos and Chad Show.
Pop quiz, hotshot.
All right, guys, it is called Pop Quiz. We do pop quizzy things, by the way, just to let you guys know. 7-0 Tampa Bay. Tom Brady, the hybrid human, let him down for a drive and a touchdown. So I'll let everybody know that. So I'm pumped about Pop Quiz. Now, you guys always ask me, what exactly is the prize? It is so secret that I don't even know.
Okay.
They don't even tell me.
All right, who's first? True, false questions about the day's news.
All right, true, false questions about the day's news. We're going to go ladies line. Are you ready? Deborah in Glendale. Welcome to the Gatos and Chad Show.
Deborah. Thank you.
All right, Deborah, here we go. True, false questions. Pop quiz. The Cowboys are playing the Super Bowl champion Tampa Bay Bucks in Dallas tonight. True or false?
True.
No, it's false. You're dead to me. They're playing in Tampa Bay, not Dallas.
Oh, hey, thanks for showing up. You're dead to him. Randall in Peoria, ladies line number two. What's up?
Hi.
Hi.
All right, here we go. Tom Brady is 44 years old. True or false?
False.
No, you're dead to me. It's true.
Well, the ladies are
not 0 for 2. Should have started with football.
All right, Brad in Chandler.
All right, Brad, you ready to play Pop Quiz?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Here we go. You can officially bet on your favorite sports teams in Arizona today. It's legal. True or false?
True.
It is true.
Touchdown, Cowboys.
45 million Americans are expected to place a wager on the 2021 NFL season. True or false?
True.
No, you're dead to me. It's 45.2 million.
Dead. You're dead.
That's brutal.
Niedermeyer, dead. Does anybody know what that's from? Mark. Phoenix.
All right, Mark, you ready to play Pop Quiz?
Yeah, that was Animal House.
Thank you, Mark.
There you go.
God, right. You're a
true
smart guy.
That's one.
True, that's one.
My fantasy football team is called the Larry Fitzgatoses. True or false?
I'm going to say false.
I'm going to say you're dead to me. That's exactly what it's called.
Everybody knows. That's all it's ever been for you is the Larry Fitzgatoses. Oh.
And I won the title last year.
You did. Now, are you happy with your picks?
So far, we'll see. Like, it's early. I don't have any tonight's games.
Were you happy with your picks? Did you feel like you got what you wanted and you set out to do?
I did. I tried to get as many Cardinals as I could, but I only got Kyler Murray, so that's all right.
That's all right. All right.
Cardinals this weekend. Big game. First game. I'm ready to see it. Let's go.
I was talking to Wolf
Tennessee.
Out there. Wolf, you want to see a kid in a candy store. It is Christmas Day for Wolf. And he's like, Chad, they're going to play Tennessee, and Big Henry's going to be running through there. And they're going to throw it. They're going to open it. It's going to be amazing.
I can't wait.
All right, my man. Let's do it again tomorrow, and we'll have even more fun because it's Friday.
See you tomorrow.
See ya.